Hello and welcome to another official Minecraft podcast. Again, I'm not the official Minecraft podcast, but there's a lot of people using the name Minecraft, so okay, anyway, enough of that. Okay, so again, we're on episode 2, and I have with me today
Darkstone Dragon.
Okay, hey Dragon, what's up?
Not a lot. Taxes and blood pressure, how about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Taxes and blood pressure? Okay. Okay. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some Minecraft. Okay, so there's a lot of stuff happening in Minecraft. So far, I'm enjoying the creative mode on the 360. If you're afraid of heights, it's the worst thing you want to play. creative and going high as you can and then just dropping down. I've done that once or twice. And yeah, needless to say, scared of heights. But Dragon isn't. He's done it a lot.
Oh, yeah. I go as high as you can, which is 511. I just double tap A to drop down and watch the ground come to my feet.
Yeah. Well, me, I don't like that. But anyway, I wish that the building level was a little bit higher. You know, we can go to 500 something feet, but the building level is only 128. So I hope in the future we do get, you know, a raise with the ceiling. Building.
As far as the building height, you only limited to 128. But your character can fly up to 511.
Yeah.
Kind of confused about that.
Yeah, but it may happen in a future update. I mean, we have to look at the stuff that the PC got. Can't guarantee that we'll get everything, you know, the PC has. But, you know, because the 360 is limited. But what we do have, I'm loving it. I've built a lot of castles. And then I built my castles out of wool, which is funny. Because I found out that if lightning strikes it, it will burn down immediately. So, not that one, no good idea. But hopefully I'll figure out, you know, someone said if it's raining or something, you know, you can at least put out the fire. So, hopefully if it gets hit, the rain will put it out. That's what I can hope.
Yeah.
Or I can just get some buckets of water.
And how about our little... How about our little adventure yesterday with the TNT?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with TNT. Basically, we were going hunting for strongholds and mineshafts. By the way, I have some really good maps. I'll tell you guys about that later. But yeah, we went hunting for mineshafts and strongholds. And we were blowing up the whole map. I mean, just... We were basically seeing which one can get, like, the longest chain reaction of, you know, TNT. So far, Dragon's doing pretty good. He's probably beaten me. We were filling, you know, areas with big, large amounts of TNT and then just blowing up, you know, half the island. so, yeah, there's a lot of people have been saying, is there a limit to how much you can put on an island? Yeah, there are not island, but world. Yeah, but as far as buildings and stuff, you know, you can run out of room. But as far as TNT and stuff like that, stuff blows up.
Yeah, I believe I filled in like half of a ravine. I believe that I filled in a ravine about halfway full.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was very funny. I looked over his screen. He had like going off everywhere. I like the new animation for the explosions also. Looks different.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things that I saw, I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, but a creeper blew up, killed another creeper.
Yeah, and my first, let's talk about the big O enders, you know, the big tall. What's funny is they're really tall. If you guys put it on creative mode, but put it on, you know, where you can actually fight, is in survival, put it on creative, but survival. You won't get hurt. Just walk up to them and look how tall they are compared to your character. You basically go up to about their thigh. That's how tall they are. So,
actually, your eyeball to their butt.
Okay. I didn't get a look like that, but okay. Anyway. Yeah. Moving on. So, that was so awkward. Yeah, I was inside of a building in one of the little town villages things. It didn't have a door on it. So I was like, okay, this don't have a door on it. This sucks. So I'm like, sitting, I'm in there, and I'm thinking, he's going to get me. So I was playing, you know, more or less, you know, chicken, going out, looking, and then he, like, teleported at me. So I was stuck inside this place, but he couldn't get in there because he was too tall. So I got lucky there. But I got hit a couple times because I was playing chicken too much. Got stuck.
That was funny.
It was funny. But moving on, the update is awesome. Loving it. There is, you know, a little bit of bugs and stuff. But there's always going to be bugs with updates and stuff. But there is a couple things we would like, you know, like I said, we do wish that the building level was a little bit higher because we had to build like a warehouse, which not a castle, but a warehouse, what it looks like, instead of a castle, like I said. So, because I want it really high, but we couldn't put a peak on the roof. So it looks like a big, long building, but with a, yeah. Basically, it kind of looks like a roof / warehouse. It's really, yeah. It's long, but not very tall. So, yeah. It's like 92 by 92.
Yep.
Yep.
I was going for 100 by 100, but I miscounted.
I've got one that's 40 by 40. I've got one that's 50 by 50, and he made the 92 by 92. And the only one that ever comes to my world is Dragon because, well, still waiting for people to send me friend requests so you guys can play with us. So, again, my gamer tag is Sailor Chibi Moon if you guys would like to join.
Yep, and mine is Darkstone Dragon.
Okay, so basically we found in creative mode, we do see the Ender Pearl and also the Enders, you know, the big tall things we were talking about earlier. They do drop the Ender Pearl, but we don't have some of the stuff that's needed to build, you know, make other things like the Eye of Ender. Basically, we need the Blaze Powder, you know, to make it. So.
Yep, and while looking it up, I've noticed that also the Ender Pearl can be used to teleport, but you can't do it. I tried it. It says you can right-click the Ender Pearl to throw it, and it'll teleport you to where it lands. So when they bring that part in, that'd be awesome.
Right. And also it can be used to trade with villagers when we do get the villager update.
Yep.
So, and you have here that the Ender Pearl can be used to teleport, so that's another plus. So that's probably to the end. You were saying something about the end earlier.
The Ender Pearl is used. The Eye of Ender is used to activate the portal to the end.
Right. Okay. We do play the PC version, but not as much as we do the 360, due to this is some of the things we'd like to see added to the 360 version. Basically, controller, or basically what we'd like to see added to the PC is controller support. And because, you know, when I was younger, I fractured my arm, so it's not very, you know, I can't, like, hold my mouse and stuff for long periods of time and stuff like that. So there's that. So, yeah, it would be a lot easier to.
Also, the crafting system, you have to put everything in a specific order. And if you don't remember what order things has to go in, you don't have a guide to go by in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep the wiki open to see how to make different things.
Right. Yeah, that's one thing I was getting confused. I tried to live stream the PC version one time, and people in the chat was like, no, you got to put it in the other block. And I was like, what? So yeah, so when you go from the 360 version to the PC version, when you're trying to craft, it get a little confused, and so I kind of wish they'd make it a little simplicity, you know, for the PC version. But yeah, the PC got a big update. We'll go ahead and cover that right fast. It's called the Pretty Scary Update. It came out today. I'm thinking about trying it. So basically, they've got beacons, and I'll go ahead and read to you exactly everything it says on here. Again, you can find this information at minecraftforum.net. So basically minecraftforum.net. And here's what they got. Down in the pretty area, you got beacons. No, it's not bacon, but it's a beam of light to pimp your castle. So you've also got carrots on sticks. Now this is cool. Get on your pig and tell it where to go. How cool would that be? That'd be awesome. Okay, frames and flower pots. Probably something to put in your windows for that cozy, homely feeling. And then potatoes and carrots and pumpkin pies. So, array of pixelated, delicious, or delectables, sorry about that, just in time for Halloween. And of course, they got the anvils. Your sword can be a dragon's tooth if you want, or you can just repair it a little.
And for the scary, you have a new boss, Wither. Better craft a diaper, pal. That's what it says on there. Wither skeletons. Tougher, scarier, Wither. The zombie infection. The disease is spreading. Oh, no. Bats and witches. One will chirp and the other will throw potions at you. Both equally terrifying prospects. Monsters are smarter and stronger.
This is scary.
Yeah.
When I read this, I was like, oh my god. Okay. So.
Improved AI. And they will now carry equipment. There's nothing like getting slashed with a sword you dropped the last time you died.
Yeah. So. I could only imagine that. Because the other day I had like a creeper to blow up right behind me. Because I didn't see it. So. If, let's say something like a zombie or something picked up my armor and weapons and used them, that would be very creepy. I've also seen like a YouTube video somebody had where there's like little baby zombies. That was pretty funny. I laughed very hard at that one. It was very funny. Just look up YouTube baby zombies on Minecraft. So it was pretty funny. I am building a community. I would like to get this out there. Basically, if you go to officialminecraft.ning.com, you can sign up by joining the forums. It's, you know, a place to get started and talk about seeds and stuff. So far, I've found some pretty good seeds. I've found one that has 5 mine shafts, 1 stronghold, still looking for more strongholds, and I've heard that there's only 1 stronghold per map, and then I've heard there's 3, so I'm still trying to figure that one out. And basically blowing up worlds to try to figure out if that's true or not.
Yep, and I believe I have found a seed that don't have any.
So if you want to find that seed or you want to find out what it is, check out that site and, you know, join the community. You will have to have your valid email, so because you have to verify your email address. So yeah, but hopefully, you know, I'll get a community built and we can, if you want to be on the podcast with us, be more than happy to have you on here as a guest. If you're a PC player and you want to get more out there about the PC, like I said, we do play on the PC side and the 360 side. I play on the 360 side more because, like I said, you know, I have a previous fracture to my arm. And so, I mean, it's not like messed up. It's just, you know, you can't hold, you know, mice and stuff for a long period of time and keyboard and, you know.
And extended use of a keyboard and mouse causes, I guess you could say discomfort.
Yeah, so nothing major, just something. It would be helpful to have the controller. So yeah, if there's anything that you would like to see in the next Xbox 360 update, there, you know, give us ideas. We'll talk about it on the next podcast. Or if there's something you would like to see in the next PC update, give us your ideas and your feedback. Also, let us know how we're doing. You know, because I've got, you know, a couple subscribers and no comments. So be sure to sign up on the forum, leave comments on the podcast page or something like that. So yeah, I'm enjoying doing these and love Minecraft. It's the only game I really play. So it was funny to actually, yesterday, I'm on Twitter also, so I'll give that to you guys in a minute. But somebody actually asked, what is Minecraft? So that was pretty funny.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he knows what Minecraft is now, and hopefully he'll play it.
Who knows? He might be playing it now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's a great game. Very addictive. One guy described it on YouTube as he don't know why he plays it. All you're doing is basically mining, but it's fun. And you can waste so much time, but it's fun. That's the whole meaning of it all. You have fun.
And before the creative mode, I kept getting lost underground.
Yes. I had to go help dig him out and a couple of friends of ours. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know how many times I've drowned from trying to
dig clay.
Dig out of one of those holes after tossing my map or losing it from falling in lava. And I would come up at the bottom of the ocean.
Dang.
I'd be saying, oh.
Well, me, I've drowned from digging up clay, because clay can be actually found underwater now. So if you're, you know, underwater, or you're on the edge of the sand area, the beach, what do you want to call it, sea, and you're digging for clay, and then you see more underneath, if you're, you know, your water, your hail starts going down, and you start drowning. Yeah, had that happen quite a few times.
Oh, that's fine.
It is. Because then you lose all your equipment under the water, so you can't find it.
And if you don't have a friend there, your odds of actually getting your equipment back is very, very slim.
Right. Okay, so yeah, if you want to, I've done some... Oh, let me get this out here. 4J Studios tweeted that they are releasing... it'd be Xbox Live would be releasing the Skin Pack 3. You'll want to purchase that. It comes out tomorrow, the 26th, October 26th. You'll want to get that because it's for a good cause. You know, it's only 160 Microsoft points, but it's for a good cause.
And yeah, it goes to, like, what, four different charities?
It's three or four charities. And there's 55 skins, and there's some with capes, so it's worth it. You
capes
get something.
Win.
Yeah. You get something, and so does the charity. So it's definitely worth it.
And they did say that every bit of it goes to charity.
Right. Not just a little bit, all of it. So it's definitely worth checking out and getting. And that's on the 360 version. So if you haven't got it, then tomorrow it's coming out. Be sure to get it. We're going to get two. So.
Yep.
It's always good to help charity. Also, my Twitter is Minecraft's Queen. So, yeah, I'm Minecraft's Queen. I'm the Queen of Minecraft.
You know, later on I might try to make you a Pikachu.
Yeah, I gotta find those little... I guess they're... What are those called?
Patterns?
Yeah, I'm going to have to find some of those, because I think they're Pikachu. I've seen some people make some really cool worlds. Also, I want to see your world. If you have a world that you want people to see, let me know, again, by signing up on the forums or, you know, and posting your gamer tag, and I'll go in there and record it and post it and let everybody see what it looks like. So, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I'd make one of the super flat worlds and make a football field.
A lot of people's been making those. I've seen...
Oh, they have?
Yeah, there's some quite a... I mean, I've seen quite a few of them. They're pretty cool looking. A lot of creative people out there. I've seen big old Pokemon balls. People's made those. A lot of creative minds out there. And I want to see your work. So, yeah. Again, my gamer tag is Sailor Chibi Moon. No spaces. Just one solid word. And it doesn't have any spaces either, so.
Yeah, mine's Darkstone Dragon, no spaces, because I took them all up.
Yeah. Okay, so I hope you guys are enjoying these podcasts, and don't forget to tell your friends about the podcast, and I do hope that you guys are enjoying these podcasts, because I love doing them. And, be sure to sign up the forum, and the website will be getting new URLs, so be listening on the next podcast for those. But for right now, the website, again, is officialminecraft.ning.com. The front page will tell about the news and also how to sign up for the forums. So I hope to get a big old community going. We can get on here and talk about Minecraft. Okay, guys. Well, have a great evening and happy Halloween.
Take care.